Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationships, maybe crossed with some Am I the Arsehole as well. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. And this story comes from a throwaway account titled, "My stepsister is telling my whole family my boyfriend got her pregnant to make herself feel better." And again, comes with an update. Sorry, weird title. So, I met my 25 female boyfriend Tim, 26 male, 3.5 years ago. We hit it off as he was great and sweet and we get along perfectly, until I introduced him to my family. My mother had gotten remarried a few months earlier. I like my stepdad and we get along fine. My stepsister Sarah, who is 26 female, and we're friendly but not besties by any means. She is kind of an intense party girl, and being in our 20s, we only saw each other at family events. So, I introduced Tim to my family, at which point we learned that Sarah used to date Tim when they were 20. It was only a few months, and Tim said they broke up because she made out with another guy at a nightclub while drunk. Sarah got upset and started saying I had to break up with him because it was weird. She called Tim her sloppy seconds and tried to get our parents to force us to break up. I said no. It had been years since they'd been together and I didn't even know Sarah when she was dating Tim. I got pretty upset because my family jumped on the bandwagon of saying we should break up. For the past few years, at any family gathering, Sarah would mention how they used to date and act like I stole her boyfriend, and has been selling that narrative to my family and friends. It became obvious that she was jealous, but I liked Tim, so we just ignored it and kept dating. So now, a few years later, Tim and I live together and we've been talking about marriage and stuff, and I recently had a conversation with my mum about how I thought Tim was going to propose because he's not exactly subtle, and we've talked about this for a while. At which point Sarah, who just moved back in with our parents, walked in. She started asking a bunch of invasive questions about our relationship and being weird. Sarah is 4 months pregnant. The father, she said, was some deadbeat guy she hooked up with who wants nothing to do with her. But she wants to keep the baby. I'd been making an effort, taking her to appointments and offering to help babysit and trying to be excited for her. Until a week ago, when my stepdad sent me a long text about how I can't marry Tim because he is the real father of Sarah's baby. I was immediately very upset and confronted Tim, who was completely shocked and said Sarah was lying. He said there's no way and he didn't cheat on me and he would gladly have a paternity test to prove that. Unsure, I asked Sarah for more details about when they slept together, which she says happened a few times. She was shaky and went back and forth on details. The dates and times don't match up with what I can remember of what Tim and I have been doing. She also said she came to our house to see him, but since COVID, I've been working from home. So I can't imagine that they managed that. I'm pretty sure now that she's lying to get us to break up because she's still jealous. But now my family are involved and have been sending me hateful messages saying I need to break up with Tim and let him be with Sarah. She's telling everyone he's in love with her and I'm keeping him from her. She has no proof and he's strictly denied everything. I text her asking for proof of any of this happening and she sent some fake Photoshop screenshots that I can tell are fake, where she's put Tim's name over a friend's number and pretended he was messaging her. I checked and the friend all but admitted to me and tried to laugh it off. She badly photoshopped the timestamps. I actually don't know what to do now. I believe Tim and we're still together, but this kind of thrown a wedge in everything. Sarah has poisoned my relationship with our parents and my family. I feel sick to my stomach and Sarah is now saying she won't give me a paternity test. For now, I've cut everyone off except Tim, but I don't know what to do now. I'm not sure why I'm always shocked about these stories, but you know, thinking about stepsister, that she's taken her jealousy to this point, this far, telling the family, you know, that that's Tim's baby, that's like no small thing, is it? And I'm always blown away that this person, how old are they? Were they 20? No, 26 years old. And they're taking it this far. Surely if she's, you know, saying, you know, this is Tim's baby, she's dead set on it, is there no way to, you know, legally request a paternity test? Because otherwise it could throw Tim's life all up in the air because of this. And I don't know the sort of legalities behind that at all. I don't know if you can force that kind of thing. And I think it is one of those situations, to me, if I was in that situation, where it would be no contact with stepsister. Because, you know, even after this, if she was to admit, you know, Tim isn't the father, I can't see you ever fixing this relationship after what she's done. Would you be able to trust that person ever again? I don't think I certainly would. There would always be something in the back of my mind, rightly or wrongly, that would say, I don't trust this person no more after what they've done. But before we go to the update, Ty McPherson says, since it seems like this is now a family affair, go to your parents and tell them Tim demands a paternity ASAP before anything happens. Ask them if Sarah isn't lying. Why won't she do a paternity test to prove he's the father? A deleted user says, you can have Tim file a paternity action in court based on the accusations. Then a court order would force Sarah into admitting that she is lying. Ooh, interesting. Nusted Butt says, tell her paternity test or shut the fuck up. Tell the whole family that they are cut off if she doesn't have the paternity test. They are taking her side without proof. A throwaway account says, in quotes, I was immediately very upset and confronted Tim, who was completely shocked and said Sarah was lying. He said there's no way he didn't cheat on me and he would gladly have a paternity test. Then goes on to say, if he's willing to do that, there's no way he's the father. Quotes again saying, Sarah's now saying she won't give me a paternity test. Then goes on to say, yeah, because it would expose her for the liar she is. Tell your family that Tim is perfectly willing to do a paternity test and Sarah isn't. If your family believes her in light of that, they're too stupid to bother with, in my opinion. And Nekawai says, and replies to that saying, also, if possible, have Tim talk to your family, OP. She's saying that he loves her and you are stopping him from being with her. He can say something like, I just want to tell you all that what Sarah is saying is a lie. I have not slept with her since I was 20 years old. I also not told her that I love her or any kind of relationship with her for years, and to prove that I want to take a paternity test. If she continues to lie about this subject and provide fake proof, such as screenshots that have proven to be fake and wrong date on the calendar when they supposedly met, I will pursue legal action against her. Your daughter has severe mental issues. Please get her some help. And Bambi Rizzo says, since she's denying a paternity test, I would get a lawyer involved. Tell them a woman is claiming he is the father but won't allow the test. I'm sure a lawyer could get this settled. And if your parents still believe her after she denies the test, I'd say cut your losses. Cut them out and move on. Move away somewhere cool and live your best life. And now, let's move on to that update to find out what happened next. So update says, I had kind of forgotten about this post because life has been so hectic, but baby was born yesterday and reminded me of this. A few people have been asking for updates, so I spoke to my parents. Tim offered to do a paternity test. We gave them an ultimatum to believe me or have me out of their lives. Initially, my parents backed Sarah, mostly because she was pregnant and had nobody else. The deadbeat who knocked up Sarah reached out to me privately because he had been sure that he fathered Sarah's baby and they'd been hooking up at the time and he wasn't sure what was going on. Sarah told him she was having the pregnancy terminated apparently. Deadbeat reached out to my parents and said he wanted to fully support the child and Sarah. Turns out he's a plumber with a very good income and wants to be the dad to his kid. But he doesn't want to be with Sarah at all. Sarah still won't admit to lying about the affair, but after realizing people weren't falling for it, she switched to faking a mental illness to cover a deception. I do believe she is mentally unwell, just not in the way she tells it. I've also figured out what a master manipulator she is. She fed my parents tidbits and small lies to make her giant lie seem more credible. Tried to slowly turn them against me so they more easily believed Tim was in love with Sarah. Thing is, things are still strained with my family, but I feel like I'm making progress and Sarah's moved on to getting attention for being pregnant or sick, so she's not obsessing over Tim anymore. Though I refuse to be around her. Baby was born today. I pray for that little guy. It's going to be a long and difficult life with that mother. My cousin went to visit and sent me a photo of the birth certificate. Father is listed as deadbeat guy. And finally, Tim did propose, but we're planning a long engagement. Sarah is not invited to the wedding. Oh dear, and I've just got my palm on my forehead at the minute just thinking about the parents and the way that, you know, they're treating Opie in this situation. Bloody hell. Now, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts on the story and on the update in the comments below. And how would you have handled that situation if you was OP? Would you have cut all these people from your lives, or would you try to build bridges in some way? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to another story.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Story. This story is from Throwaway X-Dramas, titled Ex-Fiancé Wants to Meet Up After Leaving Me at the Altar 4 years Ago. Basically, 4 years ago, I, female 29, was supposed to be getting married to my fiancé at the time, Jay. Everything was going perfect. I was in my dress, had my makeup on, and had taken pictures with my bridesmaids. I was pretty much ready to walk down the aisle when Jay's best man pulled me to a side and said Jay was gone. He'd gone into a car and left, and no one was able to get hold of him. I came home to our apartment and all his stuff was gone. He'd been pretty much a ghost ever since he left me, and I had to force myself to move on. I ended up going on our honeymoon with my best friends, which was the best decision ever, and put myself in therapy to heal the horrible trust issues I now have. I haven't heard from him once until today. I guess he got back in contact with an old mutual friend who gave him my number. Jay texted me and said he wants to meet up and apologize. He says he has a lot to explain to me about what happened that day. I'm torn. I swore Jay was a dead memory, but my curiosity and desire to get closure with him is pestering me. My current boyfriend supports me whatever I decide, and I feel out of respect to him and how wonderful he's been, I should ghost Jay. I'm very confused. I never expected to hear from Jay again. I have no idea what to do. Please help. And I think this is one of those situations where, you know, in the end, only OP can truly decide what's best for them. Because that's what it's all about, is what's best for OP in the situation. Will it help them heal mentally? Will it give them that closure that they may need? Possibly. If you're thinking about doing it for Jay for any reason, then simply don't. He may be doing it just for his closure. But you don't owe him that, because you're the one who's been wronged in this situation. You've moved on with your life, but if, as I said, if you need to do it for yourself, then maybe consider it. I think it all really just depends what you think you may get out of it in this particular situation. But Noob Noob says, what can he say to you that will improve your current situation? At best, he tells you he was a coward and that he regrets that he put you through that pain. But that is the best case scenario. He could complain about how you drove him to make that decision. He could place the blame for it on the loss of attraction to you because you did X, Y, and Z. He could beg you to take him back. I think you've moved on. This invitation is to give himself some peace. You don't owe him anything. Flowering Caitlin says, well, no one can decide this for you. Don't worry about what your boyfriend thinks. He supports you. The unfortunate thing here is that you don't know if you're going to come away from a meeting like this with more closure, or if you're going to come away from it distraught, because the excuse he gives is a whole lot of nothing. Would it be easier to have a phone call or a text? I would go to the meeting just to hear the apology and find out what he has to say. Then I would close the door and make sure he knows I don't want any more contact, or you can do the petty thing and ghost him right back. My question is, what the hell is with your mutual friend who gave him your number? I would talk to this person and ask them what their intentions are. Usually you would ask someone, hey, is it okay if I give XYZ your number for such and such purpose? And you would say yay or nay. Did you give him permission for this? That person owes an explanation too. Let us know what you decide to do. We support you either way. Also, I'd want to know what his reason was too. There are likely literally 100 million moments before you get to the altar to realize you don't want to commit just then. What the heck? Rusty Zambona says he's doing this for himself, not you. We all have a psychological need not to be the bad guy in our own lives. Him asking to explain to you is all about redeeming himself. Maybe he truly believes it will help you in some way, but the core reason is to assuage his own guilt. For your own sanity, you need to completely close this chapter of your life. If you really want to throw this guy a bone, tell him to send you a letter with what he has to tell you, but that you won't be replying and this is the last time you two will ever converse. Then burn the damn thing instead of reading it. There's nothing he has to say that won't hurt you in one way or another. Yinji says nobody can tell you what to do. Do you feel like you need closure and to know why? If you don't go, will this bother you and will weigh on your mind forever? Will you regret not hearing from him what happened? If yes, you should go. You shouldn't deny yourself going just because you don't think you should need those things. There's nothing wrong with wanting to hear what happened from him. However, if you really don't need those things and feel like you can ignore him, move on, and not have it in your mind, then don't go. You are the only person who knows what you need to keep healing and move on. Big Rotten Tuna says he isn't doing this for you, he's doing it for himself. He just wants to apologize to make himself feel better. Otherwise, he could have written in his apology and then offered to give you an apology in person. You should take the same approach. Is there anything good you can get from meeting with him? If not, then decline. Tell him he is welcome to send you a letter or just ghost him. He really deserves nothing from you. But now, let's move on to the update to find out what happened next. First off, I just want to thank everyone for the advice. I honestly wrote the post to just vent my frustration and confusion and possibly get advice. I honestly forgot about the post for a few days until my sister and I were talking and she mentioned she saw a post from some girl getting left at the altar and ex showing up again years later. I told her it was mine and she has been pushing me to do an update post. I figure it may be therapeutic to write everything down as final closing of the J chapter. This all happened 2 weeks ago. Against most of the advice, I did meet up with Jay. As a lot of you said, it did not add any value to my life. Also, it was part of a 12-step program and he was making amends. We met up at a park and my boyfriend came with me. He sat off to the side while Jay and I talked. I actually feel stupider after meeting with him. There were a lot of things in our relationship that would have had me out the door if I paid more attention and if he wasn't such a great liar. Basically, for the last year of our relationship, he was doing drugs and cheating on me. He had been struggling with his sexuality for years, and it's not surprising it ended up this way now, knowing the truth. His family are incredibly homophobic and horrible people. I wanted nothing to do with them when we were together, but he insisted on them being around just for the big life events, like our wedding. The drugs were something to get him through the day and act like he was in love with me when he was actually in love with someone else. He had met his boyfriend at work and I actually met him a few times when I'd drop off lunch for Jay. When our wedding approached, his boyfriend said he needed to choose and Jay chose him. So he packed his bags up and pretended everything was great until his boyfriend picked him up and they moved 2 towns over. I asked him if he was still with his boyfriend and he said no. He thought he could quit the drugs once he was free of his family and lying, but he couldn't. His boyfriend found out and left him. He kept going, getting high and hooking up with randoms. One of his regular hookups ended up overdosing while they were asleep in the same bed and died, and he realized he had to get sober. He apologized for not just being honest with me and leading me on like he did. He wished he could go back and be truthful because I would have been the most accepting of him being gay out of everyone. He said he missed me when he left because even though he didn't love me romantically, I was his best friend. It was a lot to take in. I told him, while I'm glad he's okay and doing better, I'd prefer for us not to have any contact moving forward, but I do forgive him. He said he understood and he was only in town for a few more days and he'd be gone for good again. I'll admit, when I got home, I cried. My boyfriend held me and ordered me my favourite takeout. He's been really the best and didn't pressure me to talk about anything until I was ready. So if I got anything out of the worst day of my life, it's led me to who I'm with now. And like what I said before, well, I don't know whether I'm right or wrong, but to me, it feels like there was never a right or wrong way if you met them or not. I think you did do about the right way by taking your boyfriend with you, the support there if you needed it. Just have that confidence, if you really wanted to get up and walk away. I'm not saying you wouldn't have that confidence anyway, but I think it, you know, it helps. But again, coming from my point of view, if I was in OP's situation, I think personally, myself, I would want to know. I'd want to know why. What was the reason? Even if it just made me angrier, I think I would still want to know. And it sounds like you've been through an absolutely traumatic journey to get to where you are now. But I'm glad you are where you are now. It sounds like you've got a loving boyfriend who really cares for you, didn't pressure you to talk, and gave you no grief or anything like that over that. The closure, which I'm assuming that's what you was after, which when you sought it out, you know, didn't get angry about it, you know, that you're visiting someone that you're going to visit someone that you previously was going to marry or anything like that. Just supported you all the way, which I think is a wonderful thing. But now I turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? What if you was in OP's position? Would you want to meet up with that ex or would you not? I don't think there's a right answer to that, but I'd be interested in your opinion. Let me know in the comments below. Once again, guys, thank you for joining me today and getting involved in today's stories. Your love, time, and support always does mean the world to me, and I just want you to know that. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.